He wasn't a show host here at WCCO Radio, but if you've listened to the station or even seen locally produced television ads, you've heard Dan Culhane's voice.
About the art of living and how to achieve success in modern life.
For more information on these stories and more, catch us on the web at mnbound.com.
Advisory services offered through Wealth.
His broadcasting professionalism aside, Dan Culhane was a constant friend and often a sounding board for those of us here at WCCO Radio. Dave Lee says Culhane always had time to listen.
It was just a place where we go sometimes and just kind of let off steam between each other, and it was we'd just be good listeners, which everybody needs.
And he usually supplied some candy or other sweets in his studio to make sure those guests were frequent. A native of Superior, Wisconsin, Dan Culhane was instrumental in helping KQRS become a classic rock juggernaut in the Twin Cities.
92 KQRS playing a better variety of music, more of the classic.
One of our lines is we don't scream over your favorite rock and roll. That offends a lot of people to hear people talking over the beginning of the song and the end of the song. So the music is the star here.
Culhane was paired with a newcomer to the radio station, Tom Bernard, who began his legendary career as one half of the Tom and Dan Show.
I got so lucky to walk in to a job that had Mark Rose and Dan Culhane and Lee Balzvik, three real pros.
Dan Culhane has not gone to sleep yet. He came right over from the stadium to KQRS and put together a highlight tape. All the guys are involved in this thing. And you go ahead and explain it, Dan.
All right, it's you just did explain it. After the game, all the comments from all the players.
I walked in, and basically, I just said to myself, after sitting there doing one show with these people, all I got to do is stay in my lane. If I stay in my lane, I got it made, man. These people are really, really good.
Dan Culhane was also a dedicated hockey official, but a multiple myeloma diagnosis in 2019 combined with the pandemic kept him away from the rink. Until just recently, when he got an okay to get back on the ice. But earlier this month, Dan tested positive for COVID and was eventually hospitalized. His wife, Nancy, posted the sad news Sunday morning that Dan had died. Dan Culhane is survived by his wife, two children, and two grandchildren, as well as numerous friends, including his family here at WCCO Radio. Dan Culhane was 62.